I know it may sound so simple. Come on, Carl. You're talking about telling the truth, being honest people, and that will help us build ourselves up as individuals. Yeah. You know, a lot of times we just feel so much better about who we are when we are displaying good character. I mean, within ourselves, regardless of what other people think about us, what we think about ourselves is critical. And when we know that we are people of integrity, it can just have such a powerful, 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 and powerfully positive impact on our mental well-being. How do you identify yourself? A lot of people go about the business of, well, just being honest people, just being honest, truly people of integrity. And don't get me wrong. I know a lot of people have fun being dishonest. There are a lot of people who get pleasure out of being deceitful. They get pleasure out of the outcomes of their deceit. But people can get pleasure out of the outcomes of their honesty, too. I'm just saying, deceitful people and dishonest people are not the only ones who get some kind of benefit from being the way they are. People who are honest get benefit from it, too. You identify yourself as a father. You identify yourself as a mother. That's where your identity is. You identify yourself as a great accountant. You identify yourself as a great athlete. You identify yourself. Your identity is, I'm a great musician. Your identity is, I read a lot. I'm a good reader. Your identity is, I really am a great artist. And the thing is, of all that I just mentioned, all of that can change. Something could happen and you no longer be able to do artwork. Something could happen and you no longer be a musician. What happens with your identity then? Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we should pretend that we don't do what we do. If we're a musician, we need to acknowledge that. We need to be the best musician that we can be. If we're an artist, we need to be the best artist we can be. Acknowledge you are an artist. That's a good thing. You're a preacher, you're a teacher, you're a coach. Acknowledge that. Relish that. You're a businessman, a businesswoman. That is part of who you are. But the essence of who we are has to do with our character, our personality. The essence. Who are we after everything else is gone? If we're not looking at the musicianship, if we're not looking at the teaching role, if we're not looking at the parenting role, all of that is critical. But what's most important is what is inside of our personality that causes us to be the kind of musician we are, that causes us to be the kind of parent that we are, that causes us to be the kind of teacher, the kind of coach, the kind of businesswoman that we are, the kind of cook, the kind of chef that we are. What is it about me that makes me the kind of chef that I am? And we're talking personality. We're talking character. And even though, like I said, you can go either way, being honest, dishonest, being insensitive, being compassionate, and get pleasure either way, depending on your personality. But what if you choose to be compassionate and you understand that being compassionate has nothing to do with being weak? It actually has to do with being strong, because you understand that strong people show compassion and display it in the right ways at the right time. Now, I can imagine somebody saying, wait a minute, hold up. If a person is compassionate, aren't they supposed to be compassionate all the time? No, not necessarily. Sometimes we're very, very tough in our dealings with people, and we're not trying to be compassionate at all. We're sending a message. And think about the Creator. He's not compassionate all the time. There are times he deals severely with people. Sometimes he's dealing with them to try to prevent them from making even worse decisions and paying for all eternity. At other times, he deals harshly with people because he says, you've crossed the line, and now I'm going to show you. And sometimes when he shows them, he removes them from the earth, and they do pay for all eternity. No, he's not always compassionate. We don't have to always be compassionate. But knowing that that is part of who we are. We are a person who can be compassionate when that's what's called for. We're a person who can be tough when that's what's called for. That's part of personality, part of character. If a person is always only compassionate, or at the other extreme, always only tough, or if you will, hardcore, they haven't found a balance. We're talking about building ourselves up individually. How about when it comes to purity? And let me focus for now on sexual purity. Just so that we're all on the same page. Let's not talk about purity in general. Let's boil it down to purity in one specific area of life, sexual purity. It's understandable. I didn't say justifiable. I didn't say it's right. I said it's understandable. It can be understood that a girl or a boy, a man or a woman, whether a young adult or an old adult, would take pride in being able to persuade, influence other people to have sex with them. And for some people, the challenge is, it's a special challenge. And their thing is, although I'm ready and willing to have sex with anyone I find sexually attractive, I especially want to go after married people because they're supposed to be faithful to their spouses. And so not only are they thinking they want the pleasure of having that physical contact with that married person, but they're also thinking they want to be able to have bragging rights, that they were able to pull this person into an adulterous affair. They were able to get that person to cheat on their spouse so they can wear that as though it's a badge of honor for years to come. And for some people, all right, I was able to get one married person. Let me see if I can get another one. For some people, it's about seeing someone who carries themselves in a very, very respectful manner. That person begins to develop a good reputation for being a person of honor. And a woman will look at that person, a man will look at that person and say, well, you know what? I want to be the one to bring that person down. I want to be the one to change that person's reputation. I'm going to see if I can draw that person into a sexual affair with me, even if it only happens once. And so they're looking again at the physical pleasure that they'll get. And again, the notch in the belt. Yeah, wow, you were able to get him to do that? You were able to get her to do that? Yeah. And they walk around with their chest puffed up and stuck out because they're so proud of themselves. I understand that. But there's another way to go when it comes to being proud and happy about the way we handle ourselves sexually. Let's explore that when we get back together in just a few.